I officially do not understand the internet.
Oh, okay.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
A lot of people, though.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't say that we're good at much on this show.
No.
No, not really.
Mm-mm.
Except for pushing wrong buttons and leaving long, awkward silences.
Shh, Jose.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, am I supposed to talk?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I'm terrible at this. My mom keeps texting that in.
Yeah, she does.
Thanks, Mom. But, you know, over the years, I've learned that one thing we're actually kind of good at is accidental online fame.
Yeah, we do. I mean, it's never on purpose.
Nope.
Well said.
But man.
Like a couple months ago, we did that chair challenge thing, which was a really random video challenge that got us hundreds of thousands of likes and shares.
Yeah. And we all thought it was one of the, I mean, no offense, Digital Jake, dumbest things that we'd done.
It was Digital Jake's idea to do it. But it was shared all over the world.
Yeah, apparently he knows dumb.
Yeah.
You know?
Thanks, Brooke.
You're welcome.
It was pretty surreal, and no one understood why it got the attention it did, but we just assumed that was our 15 minutes of fame, and next week we'd go back to only getting likes from my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And even that was a little bit shady if
yeah,
it would happen.
Totally.
Sulu, very active on the social
media
for us. Yeah.
But somehow, against all odds, we did it again.
I have no idea how.
We did another viral challenge we saw on TikTok called the Draw on Your Back Challenge.
Yes.
If you haven't seen it yet, go check it out on our Facebook or Instagram at Brooke and Jeffrey. But basically, we had Brooke draw an image on my back, and then solely based off feeling, I had to replicate that onto Jose's back.
Yes.
And you were terrible.
Yeah, most of the comments say Jeff was horrible.
And then Jose drew what he felt, and we compared the pictures all at the end. So Brooke sketched a picture of a very cute, but very complicated and convoluted elephant.
It was not. I mean, honestly, your scribbles, Jose, matched almost scribble for scribble.
You're
just apparently a terrible artist.
No, it's because you had your hand on like one side of my body. And so
I had to hold the paper up.
No, see, that was the thing that messed me up. Anyway.
Okay.
I'm worried you need to see a chiropractor and the feeling in your back is going
right
away.
Do you have nerve endings?
Exactly.
So, okay, so yeah, mine turned out to be just a bunch of swirly scribbles because my back is all messed up.
I mean, it's so bad.
Surprisingly, Jose's looked the best. Kind of like if Pablo Picasso drew a pair of ovaries.
Yeah.
It would sell for like $10 million.
Title it uterus, and
super
I think you're good
artistic.
To go.
Yeah.
Anyway, this random video that we posted just for fun now has 1 million views.
What?
Oh my gosh.
And it's been shared as far as Malaysia.
Oh, I don't even know where that is.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I have good food, though.
Yeah, the Malaysians are going nuts over it.
Apparently, we're big in Malaysia.
We're famous in Malaysia.
Yeah.
You hear that, Mom?
People are not paying rent just so that they can afford to go online and watch this video over in Malaysia. I honestly don't understand why people like it so much.
Wow, me neither, though.
It's pretty fascinating. It's a fun game that I think I would play at home with family.
No, it's easy to play.
Yeah.
Apparently, don't have me on your Pictionary team.
Nobody's taking you. You are definitely the last kid picked.
Yeah, so, I'll be second next time.
It's cool that it went viral. That's also kind of a bummer.
Why?
I feel like we put a lot of effort, at least I do, into other things
like
on this show.
You want to go viral for like your song of the week or
something?
You know.
Something that we actually tried at.
It sounds like you want to go viral for something that you're actually good at.
Well,
and
I don't
maybe
know.
You're just bitter because it's we found
maybe.
Your untalent.
It's true.
Well,
she's
you
right.
know, this we give like minimal effort to, and somehow 1 million views.
I mean, it's just like you have such good penmanship. I think we had a lot more faith in you, Jeffrey.
Okay. Well, maybe we can try it again, and you can draw a better picture on my back of something less. Complicated and
on
weird.
This one.
Anyway,
nice try, though.
Don't worry, Jeffrey. I have plenty of dumb ideas coming. I'm going to work on putting even less effort going forward.
I like it.
2 million views.
Yeah.
Even less effort. Spelling errors. Don't worry about it.
Maybe
say burps for 5 seconds.
Or
boom,
if we can sleep during one of these challenges, that would be great. Maybe we can get like 50 million views on that.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you haven't seen it yet, you can go check it out on our Facebook or Instagram at Brooke and Jeffrey, or go to our website, brookeandjeffrey.com. That's Brooke with an E at the end, and Jeffrey, Jeffrey.
And go share it to other countries.
Yeah.
Who knows who will pick it up next?
Yeah, it'll be another place that Jose can't find on a map.
Yeah.
So cool.
That'd be awesome.
Jose's going to be the biggest celebrity in Yemen very soon.
Yo, what up, my Yemenis? I don't know what they call them.
Okay, we just offended an entire country.
Sorry.
Yeah, got ruined.
I didn't need to do that.
Coming up next, we're going to do a live auction of those art pieces that we drew onto our backs. Mine would have been starting at $1 million, but I took a shower yesterday, so it ruined that.
Okay.
Luckily, Brooke hasn't showered in weeks, so her drawing's still intact and will start at $5.
It's actually filling in more. Thank you.
All right.
Keep watching our videos and give us more accidental fame. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.